Meeting to order of May 5th, 2016. This is my 14th anniversary with a lovely gentleman sitting in the audience, Steve Kirby, and this is our date. So thank you all for coming to our date.
Congratulations.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for April 7th, 2016?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Does the approval of the minutes also include the approval of your anniversary?
Yeah, it does. It does. Thank you. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? No. Communications for information. Unfortunately, we have had a resignation of a board member. Diane Killian has sent this letter. It says, Dear Becky, it was an honor and privilege to be accepted as a board member for the Tacoma Civil Service Board. However, because of my duties and responsibilities of my employment, I have not been able to live up to that privilege. At this time, I need to submit my resignation. It is only just for the Civil Service Board to have members who attend. It is only just for Civil Service Board to have members who attend regularly and have the ability to contribute fully. I have enjoyed my time with the Civil Service Board and have learned a lot from you, Amy, Eric, and Dan. I believe in the service that the board performs for the Tacoma community. Again, thank you for the privilege to serve on this important and critical board.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that the board thanks Board Member Killian for her service on the board.
I second, and just as a comment, I think that it would be a nice idea for a thank you letter.
Emails have already been flying, and she has been thanked, but I will do it again.
Okay. Sorry, I haven't seen her. I'm all with you today.
Do we need to excuse her for tonight?
No, I believe, though, we need to accept her motion of resignation.
Okay. So we should do that first, probably.
Probably,
just
yes.
Amend your motion.
So, okay. I'm in my motion to accept her motion.
To accept her resignation send a letter of thank you to member.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay.
Exactly what I was going to say.
And the second.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? I just am going to miss her and really appreciated everything that she was able to manage to do with the Civil Service Board while she was here. And I will send out an official thank you. This is a city management appointee, so part of the reason I'm announcing this tonight is that now you have your work cut out for you. You need to find a replacement. And as good as she was, if you would please.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Summers. I will speak with the city manager and the TPU director.
Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? We are going to move on to the next items of business, moving past the action on matters still pending, new business due to traffic and people being stuck in it. So for the next item is consideration of matters set for public hearing. We have none this evening. Civil Service Coordinator report. Is there anything?
None this evening.
None this evening. Human Resource Director reports and requests. And take your time.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I have two reports to provide for you. One is a request for a list extension that I did approve, and that was for the senior sewer worker. It was a one-year extension of the senior sewer list. The list expired on April 23rd, 2016, and there have been no vacancies to fill for this position. And this list is currently used for setups to fill temporary vacancies as needed. And this list continues to meet the department's hiring needs. So I did approve this requested extension for 1 year for the senior sewer worker. The second is a list abolishment request for the IT analyst senior application development systems analyst so that they can establish a new recruitment. And this list was established last May 6, 2015.
Are there any questions by board members? Thank you. Thank you for your report. Is he here? Okay. We're going to move back to the order of business. Actions on matters still pending. New business motions to dismiss in the matter of Sean O'Brien and Aaron Sandusky. Okay. If you'll all approach the mic. Yes, it is. Okay. And since this is the city's motion to dismiss, they will start. So if you would please, and introduce yourself again to the board.
I will. Thank you, Chair Summers. Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board, I'm Cheryl Comer, Deputy City Attorney, and this is the city's motion to dismiss the appeals of Sean O'Brien and Aaron Sandusky. As you know from the materials, the motion is asking for dismissal of these appeals. The appeals arise from the May 2015 Tacoma Fire Department Captain's promotional examination. You may be familiar with the examination process with the City of Tacoma, but the Human Resources Department assists departments with the implementation of examinations. And in this particular case, the Human Resources Department assisted the fire department with the captain's promotional examination. That examination consisted of several parts and included a written test. Under the Tacoma Municipal Code, candidates can challenge test questions pursuant to a specific process. Generally, the HR directors determines the appropriate responses to challenges. She can eliminate questions or make alterations to the answer key as she deems appropriate, or she can appoint a review board of qualified experts to recommend appropriate responses. The code does not require the appointment of a review board, nor does it restrict the number of reviews. In this particular instance, six of the 21 employees who took the fire captain examination, including the appellant, submitted challenges. In this particular case, because of the technical nature of the examination and the challenges, Joy St. Germain, the HR director, did appoint a review board of qualified experts to help assess the challenges.
Madam Chair, I'd like to interject a question.
Oh.
At this point.
Go ahead.
I read your brief, and I did not see any evidence in the record that there was anything that would affect the integrity of the process with that first review board. And the only thing that I saw on the record was just a statement by the Human Resources Director that she felt that there was something wrong with the first review board. And I saw no details in that regard, and I saw no evidence that you submitted that would indicate that there was something wrong with the process of that first review board. So could you please address that for me?
That is correct, and that was intentional. So this motion is based on the Tacoma Municipal Code. And as you know from the argument, Ms. St. Germain received various materials and evidence, which would be submitted at a hearing. For this motion, the importance really is Ms. St. Germain's discretion and her determination that all of the information that she was provided, that she viewed, led her to question the integrity of the test. And that's why she chose to have a second review board because it looked like the first review board had indeed been compromised.
Hold on, okay. One at a time, please. Board Member Sexton?
So I'm hearing a couple of things, but first, may I ask you, you know, my reading of the materials, I thought that that the HR director had concurred with the findings of the first review board.
That's correct. And before a list was established, there was a complaint filed internally with the fire department.
Now, I want to ask you about this complaint. There's this person X who filed a complaint with the HR director?
That's incorrect. It wasn't a complaint necessarily, and it was not filed with the HR director. It was an internal Tacoma Fire Department correspondence, so it was directed to fire management. So that did not go to Human Resources. It was not an appeal or would be considered to be an appeal that would be presented to this board.
So when I was reading all this, I was struggling with, you know, why wasn't that an appeal?
It was never filed as an appeal. It was simply a letter from an employee of the fire department to his chain of command.
Okay, I think I'm going to have, you know, more questions about that at some point in time. Do we pursue that now, or
can we let them both get through
what
they have to say? Do
sure.
you have something that you need addressed right now, or can we let both of them present?
Well, I would like the opportunity to ask questions of council.
Absolutely.
So, when would you like to do that?
When they have both completed their statements.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Okay, thank you. Please continue.
Thank you. So in this particular case, Ms. St. Germain determined that a review board was appropriate to assess the more complex questions and that they could provide the subject matter expertise and make reasonable recommendations to her. In cases where a review board is appointed, the identities of the individuals who have presented challenges are not known to the review board to maintain the integrity of the process, and the identities of the review board are also confidential. In this case, TFD personnel know that they are not supposed to talk about the exam, especially during the challenge process, again, to protect the integrity of the process and to ensure that the members of the review board who know, you know, people don't know who is on that review board, to make sure that they're not getting some correspondence about the challenges. So it's attempts to maintain the objectivity and fairness of the entire review process. And so you are correct that initially the HR director did concur with the recommendations of the first review board. In May, the candidates who issued challenges were notified specifically of the results of their specific challenges. On or about June 19th, all candidates were notified of their test scores. So about June 26th, one of the candidates complained to fire management, which led to the questions about the process. Now, Tacoma Fire Department conducted their own investigation, which is not at issue here. But again, that complaint was issued to a battalion chief, which was an appropriate communication through the chain of command at the fire department. The HR director did not resolve or address that particular issue, but during the course of that issue being investigated by the fire department, the fire management did have conversations with the HR director about the process, about the challenge process and the review process. And during these discussions, Ms. St. Germain was presented with information that was very specific, text messages and other information that I intentionally did not submit in the record, but there is evidence that overwhelmingly led Ms. St. Germain to question the integrity of the first review board And again, part of it was specifically related to communications from the appellants in this case. Information came from fire management and also Local 31, which is the union representing firefighters, lieutenants, captains, and battalion chief. So lots of evidence, and for purposes of this motion, not something that I would submit in the record. You would really need to hear testimony on it, and for purposes of this motion, the important point here is that Ms. St. Germain is in charge of this process under the municipal code, and to ensure the fairness of the process, given the concerns that were raised and the evidence that she reviewed, it was her determination that there was a potential that the first review board had been tainted, and she appointed a second review board. And again, that's not prohibited by the municipal code, and I would submit that that's a reasonable response. If you feel like a process is not fair, you need to do something to address it, and that's what she did. So the fire chief did submit a special order which notified all personnel of what happened. And that special order specifically stated that he supported the HR director's decision to convene a second review board to ensure that the final scores on the list were valid, fair, reliable, and credible. So everybody was informed that there was something going on here, and it affected the objectivity of the review board, or at least gave the appearance that that review board could have been affected. At that point, there was no further issue with the review process. Ms. St. Germain met with the review board, considered their recommendations, and adopted their recommendation. So I provided you with Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.520, which is rather long. It describes this whole process that is at issue. And it essentially states that if the HR director appoints a review board of qualified experts that, and she concurs with the findings, her decision is final. Any appeal from this decision to the Civil Service Board shall be on the basis that the members of the review board were unqualified to review the questions or acted arbitrarily or capriciously. And that's really the heart of this motion, is what does the Tacoma Municipal Code allow to be appealed? Because as you know, everything can't be appealed to you for a decision and for a hearing. In this case, there are other parts of the code also that I submitted in my motion, which again support the authority of the HR director to make decisions to ensure a fair and credible process with our civil service system. So I think you raised the issue about the complaint about Mr. X, and I hope that I've adequately addressed that was not something that was given to Human Resources. Human Resources did not respond to that complaint. And also, the appellants in their argument argue that an appeal is appropriate in this case under Section D of the code provision that you've been provided. Subsection D allows someone who is aggrieved by a decision of the HR director to request review before this board. However, and if a review board has been appointed, Section E applies. So in a general case where a review board has not been appointed, Section D would apply. This is not that case. This is a case that falls under Section E. Clearly, there's no dispute that there was a review board appointed. There are two points that I'd like to make on that, too, to support that obviously, if the code was read that you could pick either section, then Section E would really be meaningless. So under traditional rules of statutory construction, if there are two provisions that seem to conflict and one is general and one is specific, the more specific one applies, because obviously it was put in there for a reason. And this is the reason. A review board of qualified experts is appointed, and they're the ones that are assisting the HR director in making the decision. So unless that review board is acting arbitrarily or capriciously, or they're not qualified, then there's no basis for appeal in front of this board. And that's the basis of the motion. So Ms. St. Germain had concerns with the first review board, was not prohibited from appointing a second review board, adopted their recommendations. Section E of 124.520 applies. And there's been no allegation that the second review board acted arbitrarily or capriciously or was unqualified. So there is no basis for an appeal before this board. Thank you.
Thank you. If you would introduce yourself to the board and...
I'd be happy to. Chairperson Summers.
You might need to speak into the mic.
Oh, do I?
Yep.
If you would prefer to stand, you can use a podium if you would like.
No, I just would like to stand initially to introduce myself. Terrence Costello, Shireen Campbell, Bernard, Glitzen, and Lavitt. And I'm here today appearing on behalf of the appellants. Mr. Satunsky is a lieutenant with the fire department on my immediate right, and Mr. O'Brien is on my far right. And I'm joined today by my colleague, Michael Robinson, who's sitting right behind me, and I do apologize for being late. One would think leaving Seattle at 3 o'clock would be soon enough to get us here, but live and learn. The basis of our appeal begins with the fact that these two lieutenants, longtime lieutenants with the department, took the examination and passed the examination. They were given a score that gave them a passing score. They were ranked among those individuals who stood to be promoted to captain. And then they were notified by the city that that was a mistake and there was going to be a second review board to look at the examination, and that's what occurred. It wasn't until they received the results of the second examination that they were technically aggrieved under the city's code, and it was then that they filed their appeal. The city allowed them to have an appeal date, and they appealed to the city attorney, and graciously she said that they would have time to find legal counsel, and we're lucky that they found us. It's been a joy working with them. But it's this question before you is whether or not their appeal should be challenged and dismissed at this point in the procedure when you haven't heard anything of the merits from witnesses. Counsel has appraised you to some extent as to what it's about, but the motion is to dismiss the case because they failed to properly follow the procedures, because when they filed their appeal, they didn't accuse the second review board of being capricious or arbitrary or not having the qualifications to sit on the board itself. They didn't do that because that's not what they were challenging. What they were challenging was the decision of the human resources director on her own volition to decide, after having made a decision to accept the first review board's analysis of their challenges, rightfully, that they made under the rules, as to what questions should be considered and what the answer key should look like. That decision, as counsel just said, was final. And the rule 124.520E is quite clear. Once that's final, the only appeal right is to this body. And that's not what happened, as counsel just explained. There was something other than an appeal, and there was an investigation by the department, and eventually the human resources director, on her own authority, decided, I think I'll just create a second review panel. And that's outside the authority of E, and it's outside the authority that's cited in council's pleadings that says under section municipal code 1.24.260I, perform such other activities with reference to personnel administration, excuse me, not inconsistent with the city charter or these rules. And it's our contention that her action was inconsistent with the rules, and that's why there was an appeal filed by these gentlemen saying, we don't understand why we're not before the full civil service board as the rules require. And that's the nature of the appeal. There wasn't a claim that the second review board was incapable of doing its job or arbitrary or capricious, although I know I speak for my clients when they say that they disagree with that second decision. That's not what we're concerned about. The policy reasons underlying, I'll be brief, I'm just about finished, but I do want to touch on them because I have great sympathy in my work for anyone who does the work of the Human Resources Director. I would hate to have a job as difficult as hers, and I don't begrudge her decision at all, given what she was presented with by way of accusations about my client's conducts, which we relish an opportunity to have a full evidentiary hearing on, because I would like you to know exactly what happened and why they did what they did and who talked to whom. But right now, we're just on this motion to dismiss. But the policy reasons are two. One is, it's part of our judicial system to have a decision maker's decision challenged at a next higher body, such as yourselves, or an appellate court, or the Supreme Court. And the other policy reason is contained within the rule itself, because the rule attempts to narrow the basis of a challenge down to whether or not the review board members were incapable of doing their jobs because they were incompetent to begin with. They just didn't know enough about the subject area to be able to decide whether the questions these guys were asked in order to be a captain in the fire department were proper, or whether they operated in a way that was capricious or arbitrary. That's the narrowness of the scope of the policy. It doesn't entitle the Human Resources Director to look at what she obviously viewed as a legitimate complaint and say, I think I'm going to discard the first review board's decisions. I'm going to come back. I'm not going to allow you to decide to do that. And that's the role that the statute and the code lays out for you. So in closing, we urge you to dismiss the motion that the city has filed and give us an opportunity to present a case on the merits in this matter, and we're quite confident in that, that you will decide that the decision of the first review board was proper and that Mr. Situnsky and Mr. O'Brien should in fact be ranked among those eligible to be promoted to captain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman.
Board Member Hansen.
Okay. So I'm wondering, Council, at this point, since an appeal was not filed from a decision of the first review board, how can we consider any improprieties with regard to that first review board at this time?
Well, I think that's a very fair question. I'm not aware, I have been here, of there being a second review board appointed. But there just simply hasn't been a scenario where the HR director during the course of a review has been faced with having to determine the impact of evidence that she's been provided with by the department and by the union. So it is an unusual scenario. Again, the code does not prohibit a second review board. The point of having a review board is to have an objective, impartial group of experts advise the HR director, and if she feels like their advice might have been tainted, how can she adopt those recommendations? So her only avenue is to submit or reconvene a new board, different review board members, to assess the same challenges, go through the same discussion. In this case, it just happened that the second review board came up with different recommendations to Ms. St. Germain, and there was a lot of discussion about those, and she made the decision to adopt the second review board's recommendations.
But I don't see any procedure in the rules or any authority that would give the Human Resources Director the authority to appoint a second review board.
Well, I think so. Our personnel rules can't address every potential scenario. And obviously, this is an unusual scenario that we're all faced here listening to. So, again, the code doesn't have to say you can do this for it to be allowed. So it doesn't prohibit a second review board. It does ask for a qualified review board to be appointed to advise the HR director. And I submit that under her authority, as under 124.260, her duties and her responsibility to administer the civil service rules and personnel rules for the city of Tacoma, she will have to make decisions that aren't specifically authorized in the code, but fall under her authority to ensure a fair and objective process. And that's what happened here.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Yeah. Well, you've been very clear about the procedure for following the review board. You've been very clear on that procedure and, you know, how that's supposed to work and how we're supposed to follow it. You know, going to, you know, Board Member Hansen's question, similar to my own, I think, I don't see, you know, the rule in anywhere in there, you know, for the HR director to not follow those procedures that you've laid out for us, that we must follow the review board. And when the director concurs with the review board, that's final. And I don't see the rule in there for, okay, well, in this case, just discard that review board and we'll go to the next review board. Where is the rule to allow that?
Well, I think it's in TMC 124.520E, because if the human resources director appoints a review board, she does not have to adopt their recommendations. They give her recommendations, they can have discussions, she can ask questions. Her decision,
sure,
is final. However,
but she concurred with the findings of the first review board.
She concurred.
Making that final, correct?
She did, because she didn't have all of the information about improper communications at that time.
Well, then I'm afraid we don't either, then. You know, if that's where you're going.
Yeah, well, has there ever been a second review board established?
Like I mentioned, not in the 8 years that I've been here. So I'm not aware of that happening under Ms. St. Germain's tenure. So again, it is a very unusual situation. And the question is, as an HR director, what do you do when you have evidence that a review board that you initially concurred with now might have made decisions based on improper communications? Do you still accept those?
Wouldn't she bring it to us?
She had the authority to.
Where is that authority?
Well, again,
where is that authority to go to a second review board? You know, maybe she has. I just made a brief reading of this, and I don't see it.
Well,
so I'm asking you.
No, and I've already said it's not in the code. The code does not specifically state that the HR director.
But it does say that
second review board, that
once she concurs with that review board, it's final. And all we can do is just determine if it was arbitrary and capricious.
Well, that would be the basis for an appeal of a review board. And I am trying to be completely responsive to your question, that section of the code controls here, but it does not specifically say a second or a third or a fourth review board can be appointed. This is the unusual situation where she used her discretion to make a decision to ensure fairness of the process. And we submit that that's within her authority under the remainder of the municipal code to do.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Hansen.
Well, the fact of the matter that I see with this is that there was no appeal filed from the first decision of the review board, correct?
That's correct.
So there's no, I mean, there was an opportunity to contest the decision of that first review board, but there was no appeal filed to do that. So at that point, the decision became final.
Well, again, the appeal rights are granted to the candidates. So they are the ones that would appeal a particular review process if they thought it was necessary. This is the situation where the HR director herself learned of information after she concurred with findings that maybe those weren't reliable findings.
But I don't see any mechanism in the rules that provides that the human resource director can overturn the decision of the first review board and appoint another review board.
But the review board does not make a decision. The review board makes a recommendation to the human resources director, and she may or may not agree with them. The final decision is hers.
Okay, okay, so she concurred with that decision. She had a final decision. She concurred with that review board. Once we have that in place, how is that set aside? How is that changed? How is that overturned?
Well, again, this hasn't happened before, and so in this instance, the determination was made to establish a second review board to advise Ms. St. Germain on reasonable
and again,
objective findings.
Wouldn't she come to us to discuss that, ask us?
Well, I submit under the code that that's not required. So she has discretion.
You say that's not required, but you can't point to anywhere that says it's allowed.
That's correct, and what you're proposing, that could have happened too. And then we would have been faced with the question of, does she have the authority to go to the board for help? Because
in
the code
I
either.
I just don't see, you know, how she can have a final decision, how we can have a final decision, and that can be how you can turn away from that, how we get away from that.
Because the alternative is to...
There is procedures,
to
isn't there?
To finalize. Well, this is the procedure. I mean, the alternative would be for her to certify a list based on recommendations that she concurred with when she does not feel like the process had integrity. And that's the issue.
I don't think so.
Madam Chairman, if I may, there was an alternative available, and that was simply to tell the individual who was Mr. X, to tell him that under Rule E, the Human Resources Director had concurred in the finals, and any appeal from this decision must go to the Civil Service Board, and then it is on the basis of the members' review of the board were unqualified to review the questions and acted arbitrarily or capriciously. There was quite a clear channel available to that individual to pursue his complaint.
Madam Chair, I have another question.
Board Member Hansen.
Another concern I have in this situation is that the firefighters were informed that, congratulations, you're on the list now, we've reviewed the test, and we made another determination. And then the rules are changed in midstream, and now you're notifying them, oh, we're not going to put you on the list anymore. And how do you deal with that situation where employees do not feel that they're treated fairly when rules are changed in the middle of the stream and during the process itself? Isn't that a consideration that should be operating here as well?
Yes, and I think the overriding consideration of the Human Resources Director in this case was for everyone to be informed of what happened and why a second review board was appointed so that they would understand. You know that letter you got in the mail? Well, that was based on incorrect information. And I'd like to point out that the two appellants in this case are the ones that engaged in the communications that were a problem. So they already knew that this had occurred. So that the fire chief's order was informing everybody that these improper communications had occurred. They're not supposed to do that. They were reminded, don't talk about your challenges and the review process, and we'll move forward. So that's the overriding concern, is fairness of our civil service system and the objectivity of the test process and the review process.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
We're asked to, I think agree with and understand, something that, I think we would have to take it, a great leap of faith to, try to, to know the unknowable. To know this, you're talking about this hearsay that, supposedly there was something going on, and we're supposed to understand that.
No, and I don't expect you to, but I tried to address that early on, that at a hearing there will be witnesses and evidence. This isn't that type of a hearing. This is a process where Joy St. Germain issued a declaration stating simply that she received significant evidence that led her to question the integrity of the process, and that's why she chose to convene a second review board. That actual evidence, I'm not asking you to believe it or assess it at this point. The question is that, and it's not even a question, the fact is that Joy St. Germain had evidence that led her to the conclusion that she came to. And that's all that's needed for this forum. You don't need to decide the evidence at this point.
Board Member Heller?
Thank you.
Into the mic, please.
I have a couple questions regarding past practice. So knowing that the rules don't either give us authority or prohibit us from the action that took place, I understand you said in your 8 years experience that you don't know of a second review board. Was any research done, as the history of the city goes back a long time prior to? And this, looking at this rule, it looks like it was originally adopted in 1959. Hmm. So, considering that, and there have been several changes, I don't know if those changes were specifically to subsection E or not, so I'm not sure at this point. I was hoping you could tell me at what point subsection E was established, and since subsection E was established, has there been any practice of more than one review board or of an HR director setting aside a prior decision?
A prior decision of a review board?
Mm-hmm.
No, I
or
did.
Her own prior decision to concur.
Mm-hmm. I did research. I didn't do the extensive legislative history back to the 50s when most of the rules were adopted. But I, in prior, for instance, legal opinions that I can review, this issue has not come up. And I, again, during Ms. St. Germain's tenure as HR director, this has not happened before.
If I may address the question Ms. Heller just raised, we don't contest that the human resources director has the authority to convene a second review board or a third review board or decide not to use a review board and make the decision herself as to whether the answer key is appropriate. That's within her authority until she concurs in the decision of the review board. Once she concurs, then it's final. Hmm. And once it's final, the only avenue of appeal is to this body. And that's not what happened here. And the question before you, again, is not the merits and who talked to whom and the rest of it. It's simply, should the case be dismissed now because my clients failed to properly challenge the second review board? And that's not what they were attempting to do. They were attempting to challenge the question of whether the human resources director had the authority after concurring with the final decision to appoint a second review board.
Thank you. Do the board members feel the need to do an executive session and discuss this further?
Boy, I don't.
Okay. Do I hear a motion from the board?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I'd like to move that we deny the city's request to, what was the request?
Dismiss.
To dismiss this hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
I hear a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I have a little bit of heartburn in that I simply want to know more about when the rule that we're all hinging everything on came into being and what was the history back to that rule. So I just want to state that up front because I think that gives us the framework to make the best decision.
I don't disagree. I think I have, two big questions. Maybe they're the same, but how did we get off that first decision? And Professor X, Agent X's appeal. How was that handled or not handled, or why was it handled that way?
Mm-hmm. Is there any other discussion from the board members? Hearing none, all those in favor of denial of the dismissal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Hearing none, we will move forward with the appeal and as soon as possible. you have us all here, all the players, can we try to get our calendars together and get a date set before the end of this meeting?
We can certainly attempt to do that, Chair.
So, please do not leave until we
Understood.
Get that worked out. Are there any comments by the public? Don't do it.
Anyone at all?
Stop. Don't encourage them. There are some old friends, and I thank you for coming. See, anniversaries bring out the best in everybody. Any comments by board members?
Oh, Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
You know, gosh, if we were on TV tonight, I would, you know, I would talk to everyone about their drinking water. You know, the city of Tacoma's got some really good information on testing your water. And, you know, I live in the Lincoln District, and it looks like a lot of those lead goosenecks are in my neighborhood. You know, I've taken mine down and got a sample. I know this doesn't have much to do with the Civil Service Board, but, you know, maybe there's someone out there that it'll affect. You know, for $20, you can get your water tested. And, you know, for about that same price, you can get a filter for your faucet, you know, so I highly recommend, you know, everyone do both of those. You know, if your house is over 40 years old, and especially if you have children, you need to do that. You really do. So that's all I got to say about it. So
thank you.
Take care of yourself. Thank you.
We have somebody who's scheduled for surgery coming up really quick. How does next week look for people, Wednesday evening? I know. I'm not letting you leave until I get a date.
That date won't work for the city.
Won't work for the city. Okay.
However, we did discuss potentially setting a hearing for the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Civil Service Board, Thursday, June 2nd.
Will you be okay with that?
You know, we'll do our best.
Sounds great.
We'll
so please
so.
Put it on our agenda for that.
Tentatively scheduled for June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Hearing no other comments, anybody else have a comment? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second, we are out of here. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy date night, everybody.
Is there a brief study session still, or was that
probably
last month?
Not on date night?
Pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was last month. I wasn't here. Never mind.